Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, full moon, full everything. What's going on? Peace and blessings to everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. You already know who this is. We coming with so much energy, so much sexual energy tonight. This is Miss Controversy Bird, Miss LaToya, joined with my co-host, yes, one of the sexiest co-hosts there is. Snap, Z Marie Chocolate. In the building. How you doing, honey?
Yes. Chocolate in the building. I'm so excited. I got on a red bra with cheetah print. I'm in the building.
Ooh, cheetah print. We got see-through sequins over here. About to hit the stage pretty soon. Speaking of hitting the stage, there's going to be some people coming on the stage later on this evening at Sex on the Stage. Ooh, all the pun is intended. So, listen, guys, and excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, grown-ass folks out there, we wanna just shed some light on, you know, something that we're familiar with, which is doing business. So tonight we're going to talk about business, a new, like, philosophy about business, as well as Sex on Stage. Poetry event that's happening tonight in Homestead. Yes, I said Homestead. For those of you that are like, what? Homestead? Something going on in Homestead? Absolutely. So shouts out to Fitters Open Mic Poetry. Mm-hmm. Let me give a shout out to them real quick.
Yeah.
All of that. Shout out to Miss Sheila doing her thing. Producing poetry, local poetry events. I really appreciate that because I'm tired of traveling, all right, on the Florida Turnpike trying to get some live entertainment. So, again, we're here this evening to talk about two things, this business fellatio. First of all, Ms. Z Marie, what comes to mind when you hear business fellatio?
Head.
M-O-head.
It does sound very interesting, very erotic, but because the word business is in front of fellatio, I feel like I'm going to make some money. I don't know if I'm going to make it, you know, the right way. I'm going to make it in the bedroom, but it sounds like it's a money-making opportunity, and it's a little sexy vibe added on to it. So sex and money is a really good combination, so I'm looking forward, Miss Controversy, to hearing more about that.
Okay, you hit it right on the head. It is about sex and money, business and pleasure. It's about all the things that we've been taught not to mix. And since sex, I'm going to take that opportunity to just exploit the hell out of it for the benefit of economic empowerment. Uh-huh, I just gave y'all all of that from business fellatio. So, I just want to acknowledge that we do have some callers already on the line, and I'm going to be getting to them shortly. Let me see if I can see who's on with us. I have caller, last four digits, 6362.
Yeah, that's
caller
me.
Last four... Hold on. Let me get some shots for... for Bird the Rebel in the building. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I had to get my gun right. Sorry about that. I had to get my gun together. Thanks for being on. We about to go in on what the hell Business Fellatio is all about. Oh, I'm even shooting again. See, safety,
y'all
gun
got
safety.
I got a duck. I have.
All right, speaking about sex and everything. This loose cannons around this thing. so. Bird, we're going to get with you in just a moment, but we opening up your line because we already know how your wordplay works, all right? And I know you totally get business fellatio. But what I want the audience to know is that it's very important for you to put your head in your business. A few months ago, I was getting, some words of encouragement and a little bit of coaching from someone that was providing me, some insight on business, because I myself, those of you that follow the show and support the show, you know very well that the show is therapy for us, all right? So what that means is, as I'm learning about business and trying to improve, and not trying, but I am improving, I realized something while, my coach was talking with me. And I learned that I wasn't putting my head into my business. And, I was getting reamed from, A to Z or A to Africa, as I said. And he goes to me, he was like, yo, did you hear everything that I said? And I said, yeah. He said, business fellatio. And we paused and we bust out laughing. And he was like, what in the hell is business fellatio? And I said, it's where you put your head into your business. A lot of times we have so much passion going into, this divine creativity, this divine purpose that we have, right? But we go in heart first, head first, We just body in on something that we haven't really thought out clearly. And so a lot of mom and pops, a lot of startups, businesses, they end up flopping. They can't stay hard. They can't. Come, yes, I'm going to use that. they can't get it off properly because they're not doing it right. They're not doing it right. And then when I realized I wasn't doing business right, and I'm still working on business fellatio. This is a work in progress. You know how people in church be like, I'm saved, but I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? I'm a working process with this business fellatio. So pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to need you to get your business fellatio game up. And here are some of the things that you can do. One, you need to be honest. You need to be honest with yourself and know what you want. Have you ever had a sexual partner faking it and you know they're faking it and you like, this is some bullshit, right? It's the same thing. Don't fool yourself. Don't fake yourself. Be honest with what you're doing and be honest with your goals in your business and be honest if you're hitting the targets or not. So that's the first thing, you understand? Yeah. And a lot of people, when we deal with sexual activity, there's some taboo when it comes to masturbation or self-pleasuring. And I think in business, we forget that we need to please home first. We need to break bread with ourselves first. We need to pay ourselves first if we really want to see some fruit and put things into perspective. And then you won't come with, interacting with other businesses. I know some people out there that have been fucked the wrong way when it comes to business. You feel me? Exactly.
Yeah.
So it is definitely.
It usually has to do a lot to do with money when people feel like they've been, done without any Vaseline. And I feel like it would be great if you could give them some tips about that, or if that's a part of business relationship that they'll hear tonight. So,
listen, tonight at Sex on Stage, it is definitely going to be about how not to get done without Vaseline. You want everything well lubricated. You want it to be mutually beneficial. You want to climax at the same time as your business partner. Ain't no way in the world we doing business and you coming all over the place, money all over the place, and I'm over here looking like, man, somebody need to take care of me.
can y'all hear me?
Yes. What's up, Bird?
But you know, I look at it like this too, though. Since we're talking about sex and business, if we're going to use that metaphor of the whole fellatio thing, I think just like with sex, you know, if we're going to incorporate it with the business, it has to be the best sex is when it's feelings behind it, when it's passion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
when it's taking
mm-hmm.
time and you know your partner. You know what I'm saying? They know the right moves to make without you telling them what to do.
Ooh.
You can't just
yes.
in with somebody and expect the greatest sex of your life. You may get one good one-night stand, just like you may have one good business day, but if it's not prepared and there's not preparation, a la the condom, being there to make it suck, and y'all don't have a game plan, I mean, it's like a waste of a night. At the end of the day, you're transferring your energy to something
right.
that doesn't have a purpose.
Right,
you know?
Because it's not mutually beneficial. A lot of times we enter into
Agreed.
Business prematurely. You know, as people, you know, ejaculate. So with this premature business, and it's not clear what is to be mutually beneficial between both parties, you're going to have that feeling like there's no Vaseline. You're going to have that insecurity and that side eye like, no, they didn't, you know. And when you go back to the lab and you realize it's your own fault and all you got to do is change your protocol. All you got to do is really sit back and see what could I have done better. So, yes, passion has to be there. Your heart has to be there. It just can't be there alone. That's why you need your head in it. You need that common sense factor. And sometimes we need outside help to help us have business fellatio. Sometimes we need counselors and so on and so forth and supporters. And sometimes you need multiple partners. So on that note, I got some lines on in the queue. I'm going to go ahead and open them up. Thank you so much, Bird, for that insight on business fellatio. Last four digits, 7536. Peace, and welcome. Who do we have on the call? All right, they're just listening in. Don't be scared now. You can't be scared and talking about business fellatio. All right, last four digits, 0470. Peace and welcome to the line.
Hey, what's going on? It's Sheila, the host of Setters Open My Poetry. It's me.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did I speak on?
Hey, welcome. Yes, you in. Hey. You in here. You in here. Listen, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
Man, everything is up. I'm so glad that you were able to get on the line. We're getting ready to talk about sex on stage, and before we even talk about it, I want to say thank you for hosting your events down south, having Hope and Homestead. You understand me? So thank you again. And ladies and gentlemen, Hope and Homestead, it's some Hope and Homestead. And I want you all to know that I met Sheila at the same spot that we're going to be at. A month ago, almost 2 months ago?
Yeah. Well, because it was the last time July. It was late July.
Right. And I had her on the show, and she was so gracious with her time and her energy. And I'm glad to be a part of her Sex on Stage event that's going on tonight. And I just want to know, like, what inspired you with this title, Sex on Stage, or just to do, you know, an erotic poetry night?
Well, I've been wanting to do an erotic poetry night for a long time. I haven't done it. And I presented the idea to Bird the Rebel. He said, I know some people. He told me about Moses West, which is a preacher. He actually does Sex on Stage in Jacksonville. And I talked to him. Everything worked out really good. He was ready to bring it down here. He said he wanted to do it in Miami. So, you know, what better time and what better title?
Just like that. So the mutual benefit
worked out like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the mutual benefit was definitely present. Y'all got some business fellatio going on and taking care of business. So I really, really, really appreciate that. Now, who do you have on the lineup tonight?
Well, of course, you have the features, which is Moses West and Mr. Letter Echo. They're on the lineup. I have Stallion. Okay. She's coming on her way. She's on her way down. Actually, she's in the route from Melbourne. Okay. Then we also have Eccentric. Or the Rebel, of course, he's going to perform. We have MJ performing. He called it. He's the pep of the R&B. Leroy Stringer, the People's Poet, he's going to perform. We have a great amount of people. I just hope I didn't leave anybody out.
I heard that. This sounds like some nice group sex on this stage.
Oh, absolutely. We even have a dance company, you know, to get everybody numbers.
All right.
The co-host, I have a question. Who is doing the marketing? These photos are really nice. So I just want you to give them a shout-out.
I would love to, but I have no clue. These are pictures. Those are pictures I've come across online.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, dang, okay, I really want to go.
I saw you, the one with the two guys and the girl.
Yes.
That energy was coming across in that picture.
It jumped right off that on the page.
Wait, that's her in the picture?
The what?
That's your co-host, LaToya, who's in the picture?
No.
She said she digged that picture. She digged that picture. Hey, we got some callers on the line, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and open up some of the callers. Last four digits, 3416. Last four digits, 3416. Welcome to the call, Business Celestial and Sex on Stage. Don't be scared, y'all. It's okay. Last four digits, 7003. Last four digits, 7003. Peace.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the call.
How you doing?
Doing better than good. To whom do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Stallion.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
This is Stallion. I'm performing tonight.
Stallion.
Oh, Stallion.
Welcome. Let me give you a shout out, honey. We doing better than good. That's what's up. I'm sorry, we didn't mean to hurt you, but the reason why we do the shots, right, is because we killed the starving artist. And I have a special place in my heart for poets, for performers, and I understand what it means, you know, to have a talent and a passion. And so I want to just big up everybody that's going to be on the stage, and thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. That's my passion. That's what I do. So.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, that's my passion. He's on her way to Homestead all the way from Melbourne. So, you know, that's nothing but passion.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the ride, because Homestead is, you're going to get off on exit one
on the
turnpike or exit two. You know, like, we way down here, but
we're
listen.
We're going to make it 19 far. We're going to say exit two.
That's right. We're going to say exit two, 8th Street, straight down. But listen,
yeah,
I need to know. That's right. I need to know what... I know it's sex on stage, but, like, what is your inspiration for tonight?
My inspiration is always music.
Music.
I don't talk about nothing that takes my soul and that I ain't experienced.
I'm sorry. It's hard to hear you a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I said I talk about life experiences. Music always turns me on, so the music is what feeds my ego. It's never nothing that I haven't done. I am an erotica of Palm Bay, so I do erotica and I have my own show.
Okay.
That's my life.
That's what's up. For some reason, I want to repeat, you know, coming to America. When the dad was talking to Eddie Murphy, talking about every erotic desire, like, that's all I can think of in my head. You know, and so on that note, you know, ladies coming out tonight, listen, it's a full moon. It's all kind of energy going on tonight. So I need you to work your root chakra, work all that energy, bring them hips to the stage, and show up and show out, and really enjoy yourself. And speaking to the women, a lot of times we don't express ourselves. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, the women doing that thing on the stage as well as the guys. I know Bird gonna bring it. I know the features are gonna bring it. So I really, really appreciate, you know, the rawness of it all. And I'm looking forward to it. Z Marie, I'm sorry you in Chicago, baby.
Oh, she's gonna miss it.
Yeah, I'm super interested in what the artists think about what's sexy. So what's sexy right now? What are you guys wearing? Like, what's up? What makes you feel sexy?
Hello? Is that for anybody in particular?
No. Sonya. Sonya is one of the feature, or she's one of the people performing. So what makes you feel
Stallion.
Sexy, Sonya?
The Stallion.
Stallion?
Yes, Stallion.
Okay, Stallion. Stallion.
Stallion.
Okay, wait a minute.
She posted. She said it's her first time performing outside of Brevard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what do you feel about that, Stallion?
What makes me think it's all about the world, the front play, the atmosphere. I'm doing a breast cancer campaign, so the city will be out tonight.
Ooh.
It's only right. You know, I advocate for breast cancer and different organizations in my county. Tonight, the cities will be out. Girls will be popped if they have to sleep.
I heard that. Let me get
so
my coconut oil.
I might see you. Okay, I'll say by Stallion and her titties. They will be on stage tonight.
That's what's up. You're jiggling, baby.
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby. Rebel, what makes the sexiness? What's going on with the sexy? How you gonna bring it? Bird, you with us? His line may have gotten cut off. But I'm looking for the guys to bring it. I really love a man that can express himself. That's one thing that I can't stand. Like, I'm not psychic. I can't read your mind. So just like in sex, in business, it's the same thing. So on that business fellatio tip, I want us to be vibing. Make sure you bring your business cards and your best, you know, business moves tonight as we network a little bit before the show. So Z Marie, did you have anything you want to close out the show with? Anything about making it fly? Business fellatio or so on and so forth?
You know, sex and poetry have a long history. A lot of times guys might write a little romantic poem for their girl and vice versa, but I remember when I was on the poetry in Atlanta, the sexy poetry was the rage, and it was just so many different ways that they got the audience involved. I really just want you to report back, Ms. Controversy. Let me know if you got a little wet sitting in the audience, because it gets real. These guys, they make faces telling you how they go down to do their business. These girls let you know with their hips and dips how they ride it. So, like, it gets real, real, you know, rated. So I'm just looking forward
to it.
That's right. And I think that's what's so cool about tonight is that it's so taboo. And a lot of people don't like to talk about sex, and they also don't like to talk about business with pleasure. And for those of you that are, you know, elevated, there's a book by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich, and he talks about transmuting your sexual energy for your business benefit. To generate money, to generate resources.
Yes.
So all that talk about don't mix business. Okay.
That's the best thing to mix it with.
You know, Napoleon Hill, if you haven't read the book, please read it. Think and Grow Rich came out in 1901, something like that. And it's so timely. And he talks about, you know, people that are prominent and successful, they know how to transmute their sexual energy and use it in the area of business and generating resources and the resources and the power of collaborating, especially with your mate, and how to use that energy to obtain what you want. So for the business fellatio, I'm going to need everybody to understand you need to bring your energy to the table. You need to know how to use it and work it. And like I said, I'm learning. I ain't saying go, you know, pluck for a buck. I'm not saying that. Don't get it twisted. But I am saying use what you got. You know who you're dealing with. And I'm going to leave it like that. And you got to come to the event tonight because it's going to be off the chain. It's going to be, it's going to be explosive. It's going to be sexy. It's going to be exactly what your ass needs. For some of those that have dust on their business, need to come and get the cobwebs off your business. So, Sheila, can you please let us know where exactly we're going to be tonight?
We are going to be at Flagler's Martini and More. That's located at 28 South Palm Avenue, Homestead, Florida, 33030. The price is $15. Biz ratio is 6 to 7. And steak parfait is 7 until drinks and food specials.
Okay. So listen, I'm gonna just put my thing out there. I'm trying to be on time. I still gotta do my hair. So I'll see you very soon, and I'll see all of you there. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Sheila. Thank you for the entertainment. Thank you for Sex on Stage, and thank you for allowing me to show people how to get some business fellatio.
All right. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Let them know they can find them on Spitters Open Mic on Facebook. Spitters Open Mic.
That's right.
Yeah,
on
Spitters
Facebook.
Open Mic Poetry on Facebook and as well as Instagram.
That's right. And so on that note, we out of here. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Bird, for calling in. Thank you to the features. I know you guys are en route. I can't wait to see you all perform, see you on stage. So I see you there. Peace and blessings, everyone. And I'll make sure you vibrate and elevate this week. That's what's up. All
right.
Hey.
$250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a
right
song with something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and staying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose chains. All white like a Mustang. Niggas see me rolling and they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you are undercover. I could probably make some steps and fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell them niggas we ain't hiding from it.
I meant it.
thinking out loud. I could be broken, keep $1 million smile. LOL to the bank, checking my account. Bank teller flirting after checking my account. Pretty ladies, are you here? Trouble butter on your pussy. Cuddle buddies on the low, you ain't gotta tell your friend that I eat it in the morning. Cause she gon' say I know, can I